Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again for coming to the Church of Truth and Spirit.
Yes.
And those that are listening, the Church of Truth and Spirit, it's not in a building, but in the building of the body. And that is our slogan for this part of the church. Because as you know, the church is not the building. It is the body of Christ.
Yes, it is.
When Christ died, he came back. Amen. Glory to God. To show that he was the new church. And we all, once we accept Christ in our life, amen. Glory to God. Become a part of that body by living righteous and doing the things that he has commissioned us to do. This is how the body is built up, but it's built up in love. So for those who heard the last sermon, actually the first lesson, because the individuals that are the saints that are listening right now are listening to obtain their license to preach the gospel here in the land. Of course, it is God who ordains you first, but there are things that you have to do in the land in order to do certain things. So you have to get that license to marry someone if you are to marry.
Marry me then.
But those that are listening, if you want to hear last week's sermon, the first lesson, go to www.churchoftruthandspirit.podhoster.com. And everything is spelled out. There are no...
Let me get my pen now.
A punctuations and, you know, whatnot. But you log in and you can listen to all the lessons that we are doing. And after the lessons are done, you can obtain your license through us for free. We welcome you to the second lesson, which is tithing a sin? And this is part one. Next week, there will be part two. This is the basic, the foundation, pretty much, of the tithing thing. A lot of people argue about tithing, amen, glory to God, but they don't know anything about it. They don't know the purpose of tithing. A lot of people say it's obedience. But you will find out here of more of tithing. The beginning. Why it was mandatory. Amen. Glory to God. And on part two, you will find out if it is a sin or not, but you have to start with the basics, folks. But what we're going to do right now for those that are coming in, the saints, and I love and ask God to bless the ones that are following the Church of Truth and Spirit here, which is just a part of the body and is part of the fivefold ministry to equip the saints for ministry so they can help edify the body of Christ. And that is our purpose. We will not hold you. You are to be sent out to become a leader like us.
Like you.
The followers, the disciples of Christ. But first, what we want to do, we want to go into a prayer.
I don't want to be like you.
Which, if my ministry engineer here will start the music, we will start the prayer. But turn your books to Nehemiah, and we are reading out of the New King James Version. And we will pray to God.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Come on, man. Move too fast. Come on, Deacon.
Follow me. Dear God, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord God, for waking us up this morning.
Thank you. Great to see you, God.
I need more of you, God. Lord God, we thank you for blessing us, Lord God.
Thank you.
I need more of you.
Lord God, we ask first that you forgive us for our sins, Lord God.
Forgive us. I
repent now.
We ask that you forgive us for the sins that we do not know that we have done.
Forgive us,
but show us, Lord God, so we can live and walk in righteousness, Lord God.
Yes, God.
We ask this of you, Lord. We ask it, God.
Yes. Yes, God.
bless the listeners, the readers, the doers of your word. Yes, God. Yes, bless us. Lord God, we ask that you give them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of what we are preaching today, Lord God. Yes, God. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Give it to us, God. Lord God, I ask that you bless our day, Lord God. Bless the ground that we walk on, Lord God, today. Bless the car we drive, Lord God. Bless us. Bless our feet, Lord. Bless our
Lord God, there's someone right now that is sin.
Can you forgive them, Lord God? Forgive them, Lord. I love them. Love my neighbor. Bless them. Your word said, love thy neighbor, and I send this love through this prayer to them, Lord God.
Yes, God.
And Lord God, we ask that you deliver us from temptation and the evil one.
Yes.
Keep us in your arms, Lord God.
Yes, keep us, Lord.
Keep us, Lord. Yes. We thank you. We thank you,
Lord God.
Yes, God. There's someone out there, Lord God, that is hungry, Lord God. Lord God, ask that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You send food to them, Lord God. Physical food and the spiritual food, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Your son, Jesus Christ said, man, don't live on bread alone,
no, they
God.
Don't. No, they don't.
But the word of God.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord God.
And we ask all this in your son, Jesus Christ's name, Lord God.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, amen. Bless him, Lord.
Yes, yes, God.
Yes, God.
Long-suffering, Lord.
As we preach this Sunday, preach it. Yes.
Together.
It's tithing of sin, part one. I'll do what you say, Lord.
I'll do it, Lord.
Preach the gospel, Lord God. Like the commission, Lord God.
Yes.
Yes, I will. Out into the synagogues and the homes, Lord God. That shall do.
The homes.
Yes, go. Must go.
Say what you would say. Do what you would do.
We love you, Lord. We love you. Yes, we love you, God. We love you.
To get to you.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes. Glory.
Glory.
Amen. And I hope that you have your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 10. This is the first part, the first sermon, first lesson. Excuse me, the second lesson. For the ones that are obtaining the minister's license. But this is the actual second lesson of it. But the first lesson on is tithing the sin. But we will start in Nehemiah chapter 10. Is where we are right now. For those saints that are listening. And I thank you for becoming part of the Church of Truth and Spirit, which is the body of Christ. And here we teach you about the Spirit. But we will start, and I'm reading out of the New King James Version, and the title of it says, The People Who Sealed the Covenant. Now, we'll read from 10:1 to 10:27, and I will skim through it because it is naming the people, but I want you to know who these people were. Amen. Glory to God. It said, Now those who placed their seal on the documents were Nehemiah, the governor, the son of Hakaniah.
Hakaniah.
If I got that right. Deacon, did I get that right?
Uh-uh, man. Uh-uh.
But I'm pointing out that the governor, we go down to 10:7, 10:8. It says, these were the priests. And it was the ones before, if you read right there. And I want you to read this in your time, your spare time, the names of these individuals. Because you will see these names, these people, come up again in the Holy Bible. 10:9, it talks about the Levites. It names the Levites. 10:10, it names their brethren. 10:14, the leaders. So you know that these people were heads. We know that brethren are ones who are in agreement with Christ, who's walking today, are walking in Christ, but the ones that are in agreement with each other with things. But 10:28, the covenant that was sealed. This is the old covenant. It says, now the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the Nethinim, and all those who had separated themselves from the peoples of the lands to the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone who had knowledge and understanding, these joined with their brethren and their nobles and entered into a curse and an oath to walk in God's law. Now I want to point out something to you before we move on. These joined, they joined with their brethren and entered into a curse and an oath. I want that to stick to you because I'm going to point out a lot of things here that I want you to remember. Points. It says, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord and his ordinances and his statutes. And I will pause right there again. This time around, I know there are individuals who listened to the last sermon, and I will wait till I finish the whole scripture before I intervene. But I'm going to intervene a lot in this sermon and during these passages. But notice he said the commandments, that's one. Two, ordinances. Three, statutes. And the reason I'm pointing this out is because there's individuals who say if the law got rid of, then the commandments got rid of. Well, I will show you later on that everything else got rid of except the commandments.
Get it right, man.
The commandments became better. And we know when Jesus Christ came, he made everything better.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Glory. Glory.
The commandments were hung on the first two.
Yes. All the prophets and the law. Yeah.
The scripture in Matthew, it tells us what happened to them. But I will go on. It said, we would not give our daughters as wives to the peoples of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. If the peoples of the land brought wares or any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we would not buy it from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day. And we, I want you to hear this, and
we.
Now, who is we? You go back to 10:1 through 10:27. That is we. Okay? Would forego the seventh year produce and the exacting of every debt. Listen to this, folks. Also, we made ordinances. I'm going to back it up. Also, we. Who is we? 10:1 through 10:27. Made ordinances for ourselves.
Okay.
To exact from ourselves, says twice, yearly.
Yearly.
One-third of a shekel for the service of the house of our God. Intervene.
Once a year.
You always hear, if I do not tithe, how is the house of God going to survive? Well, folks, keep in mind that the church is the body of Christ, not a building. A building is no more than a ministry. Back in this time, this was the place before Jesus Christ came where they had to go. This was mandatory, folks.
Yes.
Now, since Christ died, it's changed. But we'll get more into that in part two. But notice who took care of the house of God with money. Folks, in this covenant here, this is the only part you will see anything about money. This is the covenant, folks. And it wasn't one-tenth, a tenth. It was one-third. of money.
I didn't know this, man.
And it did not come from saints.
Preacher.
And notice you will not see the word saints in here. And in this Bible, in the Old Testament, yes, they had saints.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
But it says 1/3 of a shekel for the service of the house of God, for the showbread, for the regular grain offering, for the regular burnt offering, and, of the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the set feasts, for the holy things, for the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel, and all the work of the house of our God. We cast lots among the priests, the Levites, the people, for bringing the wood offering into the house of our God, according to our fathers' houses, at the appointed times, year by year, to burn on the altar. Now this is where I want you to write this down. Put it in your brain.
Show some love now.
At the appointed times, year by year, to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. So notice, this was written in the law that they had to pay the 1/3 of a shekel. The leaders, folks.
Yes. In a year.
Now, if, and I'm going to pause and intervene. If
go ahead.
They want to live out of, or the leaders want to live out of the old covenant, they have to do the 1/3 as well, from themselves, not from the saints.
Yes, yes, I can see that.
And I'm going to go on. Now, this is where you can open your eyes. It says, and we made ordinances. Back it up. And we. Who is we? 10:1 through 10:27, you shall see. We made ordinances to bring the first fruits. Folks, listen, of our ground and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees year by year to the house of our Lord, to bring the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, as it is written in the law. Folks, there's your tithing. They made the ordinances. But of course, it is a promise to God. This is what they're going to do. Because when you make a promise to God, you do have to stand on it.
Yes, yes.
Not saying that God didn't, he turned it around, but he allowed it. They made these ordinances, though.
Yes.
And God kept them and held them to that.
Yes, he did.
But it was written in the law that they did the first fruits.
Okay.
Yeah. Notice that first fruits didn't say anything about money. 1/3 of a shekel was money. Shekel is money. Look it up in your dictionary.
Let me Google.
Look it up online. You'll see what a shekel is.
Google.
That's money. Now, of our ground. Now, folks, and they say all our trees. Now, if leaders want to say that the first fruits is your first amount of money that comes out of your check, well, folks, let me know. Glory to God. And I'm going to show you love.
Glory.
I'm going to show you love.
Glory.
Glory to God to Anitra Johnson for
thank you, sister. Thank you, sister.
Telling me about love. So I'll calm it down a little bit, because it's just I get hype when it comes to God's word. But folks,
yes,
it said it's written in the law. First fruits, if it's of money, let me know when money start growing on trees. Of course, money is made from trees, because that's where paper comes from. But maybe, but still, fruits, first fruits, folks.
Okay, gotcha.
And I'm going, it said, and the firstborn of our herds and our flocks to the house of our God, to the priests who minister in the house of our God, to bring the first fruits of our dough, of our offerings, the fruit from all kinds of trees, the new wine and oil to the priests, to the storerooms. Hold on, folks. Remember in Malachi, you hear the leaders, the ones, the teachers say, bring your first fruits to the storeroom so there may be food in my house. Well, when God spoke of food, here it is here, folks. He's telling you the grounds, the crops, the farming community.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to go on, because it's going to say the farming community. Pick up any Bible and read it. NKJV, NIV, King James. It's not going to change. If he meant food, then, he means it now.
That's right.
You might say, but what can food do? Well, it's to feed the poor. It's to feed the brethren.
Yes, yes. Yes, it was.
Okay? We can't change God's word, folks.
Folks.
And I'm going to go on and read.
Read it, read it.
It said, to the storerooms of the house of our God and bring the tithes of our land to the Levites. For the Levites should receive the tithes in all farming communities. See what tithes is, folks. And the priest, the descendant of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive the tithes, and the Levites shall bring up a tenth. Here's your tenth of the tithes. See? Of what? Of the farming communities.
Yes, yes.
The fruits from first fruits from all trees.
That's right, that's right. That's right, man.
Okay?
Come on, come on, preacher. Come on. Yes, yes.
And the Levites shall bring up a tenth to the of the tithes to the house of our God, to the rooms of the storehouse, for the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the grain, of the new wine, and the oil to the storerooms,
yes,
where the articles of the sanctuary, folks, are.
Yes.
Where the priests who minister and the gatekeepers and the singers are. And we will not neglect the house of our God.
Oh,
folks, we just read the whole covenant. This was the covenant.
Yes.
Now what we're going to do, notice that it didn't say anything about saints. It let you know what tithes is, folks. Now, I want to let those out there who really, you know, they like arguing about the tithes. I understand. The word says his people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So, I want you to turn over to
Hosea 4 and
Nehemiah
6.
Chapter 13,
6 and 6,
4 through 5. But notice, folks, before I read this, the fact that if you do opposite of what God wanted done,
yes, yes,
okay, then you already are sinning.
Yes, you are.
He said, food, you bring money, you are a sinner.
That's right.
Where does it say anything about money? It was the job of the priest to exchange the food for money to take care of the house of the God of God. Excuse me.
Your excuse. Go ahead, go ahead.
Ooh. Now, we're going to go on and read this.
Read it.
Read it. When 4 through 5.
Glory.
Now, before this,
blessing.
And I can't get the name right. Eliasab, the priest, having authority over the storerooms. Did I get that right, Deacon?
No.
Storerooms of the house of our God was allied with Tobiah, and he had prepared for him a large room where previously they had stored the grain offerings, the frankincense, the articles, the tithes of grain, the new wine and oil, which were commanded to be given to the Levites and the singers and the gatekeepers and the offerings for the priests. I read that to you because I wanted to point it out again that it was food.
Yes, it was.
Let's go to 13, chapter 13, verse 10 through 13. Also, I realized that the portions for the Levites had not been given them. For each of the Levites and the singers who did the work had gone back to his field. So I contended with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then all Judah brought the tithes of the grain and the new wine and the oil to the storehouse. And I appointed as treasurers over the storehouse Shelemiah the priest and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites Pedi, and next to them was Hannah the son of Zakur, the son of Mataniah, for they were considered faithful. And their task, folks, listen to this. Their task was to distribute to their brother.
To their brother, that's right.
So you see, folks, what had to happen to the tithe.
Yes, yes.
It had to be distributed. not to behold, sit in the bank and get interest off of, or go pay on that personal house and have a $4.5 million house, or have a nice Mercedes Benz just sitting back cruising. Well, this is the car that God has bought for me.
Give it here.
You took from God.
Oh, I don't want it done.
Remember in Malachi, he said you robbed me through tithes and offerings. Before that, he was speaking to them about they supposed to give to the widows and the orphans when you read in Malachi. But we're finna go on to Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 44.
Read it.
And at the same time, some were appointed over the rooms of the storehouse for the offerings, the first fruits, and the tithes to gather them from the fields. See, fields, folks. Let me know when money start growing in fields. I'll be there. Of the cities, the portion specified, listen to this, by the law. So it tells you.
Yes,
tithing was the law.
Yes, that's right.
For the priests and the Levites, for Judah rejoiced over the priests and the Levites who ministered. I can go on and on, but I want to point that out to you to let you know that, yes, it was food, folks.
Yes.
Let's go to Jeremiah 31 and 31.
Yes, let's read. Come on.
The title of this right here says in my book, glory to God, a new covenant. Notice that you'll see. Actually, let me read that for you.
Read it. Just read it.
I know a lot of people speak and say, God said, but let me read it to you so you'll see what happened. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant, which they broke. Uh-oh, folks, let me go back. My covenant, which they broke. See, it was already broken.
Yes.
If me and you have an agreement in our marriage that I will never, and I'm talking to the women.
Okay, now, get it right.
I will never cheat on you. I have my vows. That's why in the Bible it tells us to respect our vows, folks. This is a commandment. If I tell you I will never cheat on you, never lie to you, and I go and cheat on you, well, our covenant between me and you and God has been broken.
Yes.
This is why God is not for divorce.
Yes. It's a covenant.
Okay?
Yes. Ministry.
My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord.
Wow.
But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. I led you to that verse, folks, to show you that God had already said he was going to create a new covenant.
Yes.
How? But I want us to go over to the book of Malachi. Let's go. Follow me to the book of Malachi, folks.
So the new covenant wasn't going
to
be on.
And we're going to go to Malachi chapter 2.
Malachi.
In Jeremiah, there was already being fussed at because they broke God's covenant. We read the covenant, folks. We read the covenant.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Now, I know a lot of leaders, they read, they go in chapter 3 now and show the part where will a man rob God. Well, hold on. If you're going to read me one little part of that chapter, read me the whole thing, or at least half of it, so I can get a clear understanding of what was going on.
Yes.
And glory to God to Minister Anitra Johnson. She said to me the other day that, you know, she would read something, and, you know, the only way she got a full understanding of that section of that chapter where she had to read the whole book to understand mm-hmm. what was going on.
Yes. Yes.
Folks, and this is what I suggest to a lot of you out there. Read the chapters
yes.
to understand what was going on instead of listening to what some of the misleading leaders may say. Even the leaders themselves don't even know that they're misleading. This is why they should ask God, forgive them of their sins,
yes.
but show me the things that I don't know,
yes.
the sins that I don't know, so I can make it better.
Yes.
That's one thing I always pray, folks, and you should too. Because we are liable for what we don't know. And I can show you in the Word where it tells us about that. But we're going to read. The title of mine says Corrupt Priest.
Yes.
And I'm pointing these titles out to you because the chapter has a meaning to it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It says, and now, O priests, this commandment is for you.
The priest.
Now, I'm going to pause right there.
Oh, man.
Notice that the leaders always say, and I'm speaking to the leaders as well, I love you because God said, it's pretty much his word is not to behold, it's to be told. Once we learn, we do. We have to feed his people, folks. And this is food. So I feed it to those, the leaders, the saints, the brethren, the friends,
yes,
the neighbors,
even
the enemies.
Yes, feed them too.
Because a lot of you might become an enemy of mine.
Give them peace.
After this.
Give them some
but
peace.
If you're a true brother in Christ, you will show love.
Yes.
And don't hold evil or grudges on your heart.
Yes.
But notice in this chapter, starting off, he was speaking to the priest.
Yes, he was.
If he was speaking to you, the saints, he would say, saints.
Yes.
We know God's word clearly specifies and names saints throughout the whole entire Bible.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Glory, glory.
But it goes on to say, if you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already.
Ooh.
Folks,
ooh.
See already. Remember in 31:31, they broke his covenant.
Jeremiah.
You're going to see why they were cursed. Because you do not take it to heart, behold, I will rebuke your descendants and spread refuse on your faces, the refuse of your solemn feast, and one will take you away with it. Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you.
Yes, yes.
That my covenant with Levi may continue.
Yes.
Folks, I'm pointing this section out to you to let you know they had messed up.
Yes, they
and
did.
God gave them another chance another to keep chance. The covenant going.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I see it.
Now, you,
yes, glory.
It's more
glory
than one
God.
Section
glory.
Where they messed up. But I'm pointing out a couple, two or three,
mm-hmm.
to let you know, do you think God kept that same covenant going?
Mm-hmm.
It's the covenant. A lot of people talk about the law, but you got to look at the word covenant.
Yes.
Old covenant, new covenant.
Yes.
But it says the Lord of hosts. My covenant with him was with him one of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me and was reverent before my name. The law of the truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and in equity. Excuse me. And turns many away from iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth.
Yes.
For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed from the way. You have cursed many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi. Now, folks, I want you to understand that the covenant we read in Nehemiah is also called the Levitical priesthood.
Yes, it is.
When you have time, look it up. Go to BibleGateway.com, type it in there, type in Levitical priesthood, and you will see.
I'm going to Google it.
It says, therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people. Because you have not kept my ways, but listen to what he says, but have shown partially in the law. Remember the law. The law. The law. Please remember that, folks. We're going to go over to your favorites. Some of the leaders' favorite chapter. Chapter 3. They always start at 3:8 and read on to like 3:10. But we're going to start at 3:1, folks.
Okay.
It says the coming messenger. Okay, and we know about John the Baptist coming and Jesus Christ coming, because John the Baptist had to be the forerunner for Christ.
Yes, he was.
But listen, it says, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant."
Yes.
The new covenant, folks.
Yes.
"In whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears?" Mm-hmm. Hold on, folks. Let's pause. Now, know in chapter 2, he was talking about they corrupted. Jeremiah 31:31, he gave them another chance. Now, God is speaking. In 31:31 of Jeremiah, he was saying this will be the covenant. But the covenant couldn't be made yet because Jesus was not walking yet, folks. Mm-hmm. Jesus closed and sealed the second covenant.
Uh-huh. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And I want to put that in your mind for a second.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
But I'm going to go on.
Go on, preach it.
It says, "But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire." And yes, he is. Glory to God. "And like launderer's soap." Yes, he cleanses us, folks. He cleanses us of our sins. Yes, yes, yes. You know, and no one else did.
Yes.
Amen. And no way definitely didn't do it. "He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Will be pleasant to the Lord as in the days of the old, as in former years. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those, listen to this, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans."
Yes.
Exploit wage earners, folks.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Now notice right here it said wage earners.
Step on their toes now.
In Nehemiah, did you hear anything about the wage earners paying wages? Tithes from their wages?
Yes.
See, God's word clearly shows us things, but we ignore it. We look over it. And if you see that, it says wage earners. All you got to go back and do and look at Nehemiah and see, did he say anything about first fruits from your wages? Don't you know he would have said that?
Yes, he would.
He didn't.
He said it then. So, yeah, you're right.
That lets you know that there were money at that time.
Glory. Glory, man. Glory.
The first fruits didn't come from your money, folks.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him. Bless him.
It's about food. Feeding God's people.
Thank you.
Because that was the way that they came close with God. "And against those who turn away on an alien." In the King James Version, it says a stranger. Okay, we are not to turn away strangers. We are to feed them.
Yes.
Okay. "Because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances." Oh, folks, there we go. Nehemiah, what did it say? The ordinances was the first fruits of the ground.
Yes, yes.
The first sons.
Yes.
The herds. Folks.
Yes,
Now. You see what the ordinances were. It says, "And have not kept them. Return to me." And I want you to know, folks who don't know the Hebrew word for return, get you a Hebrew book, dictionary, and look up certain words. The word return means repent.
Yes, they do.
Come back to God. Repent. He's telling them right then, repent, because they already had sinned. "Return to me and I will return to you." And if I had to look at it, of course God will come back to me. But if I really wanted to look at it, and I've never had God come to me and repent to me, because he haven't done anything wrong to me. But the word return does mean repent, folks. But this return means he will come back to you. Yes, it does. Okay? Okay. Says the Lord of hosts, thank but you said, in what way shall we return? What way shall we repent? Okay. All right, folks? He's telling them how to repent right now. Okay. See, tell the leaders to tell you this. Oh, excuse me. Deacon, ain't I'm telling?
Yeah, right, yeah, right. That's right.
Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Now, note that there was other things that they had to do.
Yes, it was.
All right?
Yes, it was.
But the thing God pointed out to them was the tithes and the offerings. Because they had to distribute the tithes, and they wasn't distributing the tithes, folks.
Yes.
The tithe was solely for distribution. Mm-hmm. There had to be food in God's house.
Yes.
There are churches today, Lord, I know, and I'm talking to the people as well, that when someone come knocking at the church door and say, oh, I can't pay my rent, I'm hungry, they don't feed them. Well, are you a part of this church? This is what they say. Are you a part of this church? Oh, well, you got to be part of this church for 6 months, folks, before you even get any food.
Mm-mm. No.
There are a lot of churches that don't do that. But there are churches that do. Notice that the people that they had to feed wasn't part of their church.
Mm-hmm.
The widows, the orphans, and even if they were, they still had to give those people food and feed them.
Yes, they did.
Because that's what was going to draw them to their church. It makes sense, folks. If I have a church and someone that don't go to my church says, hey, I need some food, I need my lights paid, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to feed them. I'm going to pay their lights. By me showing them love, they're going to come to God. And this is the purpose of the tithes. It were to bring the people to God.
Yes, it was.
If someone gives me food and I didn't know God and I didn't go to church, but the church paid my rent and my lights and gave me food, I'm going to want to know who this God is they're serving.
I want to know too.
But since they did not give the tithes to the people, how did they know God? So God wasn't talking about just food that they were, because God didn't pick up the food and eat. God creates the food.
Yes, he does. Yes,
but
he does.
God was interested in the soul.
Yes, he was.
Coming to him, folks.
Yes, he was.
But I will go on. And we're in 3 and 9. You are cursed with a curse. Remember the curse in Nehemiah. Okay?
Okay, yes.
For you have robbed me, even this whole nation.
Wow.
See? This is what's going on now, folks. The whole nation is being robbed.
Mm-hmm.
There are people right now who are poor. There are people who have lost their jobs because of the economic downturn.
Yes.
And they're not feeding the people. See, this is the time right now where churches need to be out and about. What they need to do, and I suggest to the churches, is pick up the phone and call the unemployment office and get a list of people who have lost their jobs.
Yes.
Go to them. We have to go out. We're commissioned to go out to the synagogues. We're commissioned to go out to the homes. If you go out to the homes and say, yes, we got a letter or a notice from the unemployment office that you lost work, we're here to give you food. God loves you. This is from Jesus Christ. Watch what happens after that. We are part of this church or whatever name. If I walk up and say we're part of the Church of Truth and Spirit, and I give them food,
give it to me. Thank you.
Watch how your members grow, folks.
Yes.
That's righteousness to God, because this is what God wants.
Yes.
But I will go on. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. He said, food again, folks. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing. I just spoke to you about if you went to these people's homes and gave them food, they will come back to you.
Yes.
You don't even have to invite them and say, come to our church. No, you don't have to say that at all. Just give them food, let them know what church you're part of, and they will come to you, folks. That is a blessing from God.
If you build it, they
you
shall
fed
come.
His people. And remember when Jesus said himself, what you do for them, you also do for me.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
But we'll go on and read a little bit more of this before we go on.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless him.
And pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
Woo.
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field. Again, folks, field. Note that was where food was. And I say it again and ask you, if there's money in a field, folks, I think we need to be turning all the unemployed to that field.
Yes.
But we, the leaders, are pretty much the field for these people.
Yes, we are.
It's our job to give.
Yes, it is.
But we will go on.
Let's go. Thank you.
Thank you, preacher. Matthew
23
and 1, folks.
23 and 1. Okay. All right.
Glory to God. God is so good.
Yes, he is.
So good.
Yes.
Been awesome, God. And I didn't mean to tell you that we were going to be doing some finger flipping here. Because there's a lot of chapters, folks. And you know, a lot of us, you know, when we turn the page, we like licking our fingers, making sure the pages stick here. Mm-hmm. But God's word is finger licking good.
Yes, it is.
It makes us keep flipping and keep flipping and keep flipping. And this is how we need to be in God's word, folks. Let's read Matthew 23.
Yes.
Verse 1. And I was on the wrong chapter there. But then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, now we know what happened with Moses.
Yes.
We know the covenant, what had to be, what was included in the covenant. And God just revealed this to me yesterday out of all the times I've been teaching about tithing since the end of last year, folks. I never knew that this was here to yesterday when God said, no, do not preach the sermon yet. I have something else I have to give you. And glory to God, to Minister Anitra Johnson, for God using her to give me the last parts of part two is tithing a sin. Because I did not know the things that, you know, she said that was there. It was there in the Bible. But glory to God.
Glory, glory.
It says the scribes and the Pharisees sit in the seat of Moses' seat. Excuse me. Therefore, and I want you to listen to this. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do.
Yes.
But do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen by men. And I'm going to pause right there, because what Jesus was saying there, he told them, do, observe and do. Now, what was it in Moses' seat? The covenant. The old covenant. Remember, the new covenant didn't start yet. So he told his disciples to tithe. They had to tithe.
Yes.
A lot of people, and I thought that Jesus and his disciples didn't tithe. But this is the scripture, folks, where it tells you that, yes, they tithe.
Yes.
It's not going to come straight out and say, go tithe, go tithe, go tithe. Because the covenant had more than just tithing, folks. It was more.
Yes.
You know, inside the covenant. But we know in Moses' seat what they had to do.
Yes.
So he told his disciples to do the same thing. So this is a scripture where you can show your saints that, yes, they did tithe. But please do not use this to tell people that they have to tithe. Because in part two, you're going to see that they don't.
Okay.
But we're going to go on.
Right. Preach it.
But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men rabbi, rabbi. But you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are brethren. brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father,
yes, God.
He who is in heaven.
Yes.
And do not be called teachers,
no.
For one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And I just read you Matthew 23, 1 through 12, to show you that, yes, his disciples did tithe. But we're going to go over to Matthew 23, down to 23. 23, 23, folks. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
Hypocrites.
I'm not talking to you, Deacon. No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, man.
For you tithe the mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law.
Oh, the law.
Justice and mercy, and faith, these you ought to have done without leaving the others undone.
The law.
Blind guide who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel.
It was part of the law.
I read that to you folks for two reasons.
Okay. Part of the law, one.
One, you see again that tithes were still going when Jesus walked.
Yes.
And he said in 23, 1 through 12, he told his disciples that they had to tithe and live out of the covenant too.
Yes.
See, and you see here that covenant was still going because the new covenant wasn't sealed yet. Christ didn't die yet.
That's right. That's right.
The covenant was sealed when he died.
That's right.
But you see again, even Jesus told us, listen, leaders, please, I beg you, listen. He told you right there what tithes were. You pay tithes of mint, anise, and cumin. You know all those are herbs and fruit.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Herbs and fruit.
Yes, they are.
What did it say in Nehemiah?
The field.
That is the covenant, the law.
Yes, he said the law.
Tithes from your fields, your crops. And here he is speaking of those things from those crops in those fields.
Yes.
So let's go to Matthew 23, 37 through 39.
Come on, preach it.
Told you we were going to be doing some finger flipping, folks. Let's see. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. The one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. At that moment, folks, those priests, those Pharisees, they were not acknowledging who Christ was.
Yes.
That he came to save them, to seal the new covenant.
Yes. Jeremiah 31, 31.
And he said himself, he will not, they will not see him no more until they say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Yes. Malachi 3.
They wasn't acknowledging him, folks. But listen to who he was talking to.
Malachi 2 and
Jerusalem. If you go back to Nehemiah and read the whole book, it tells you, Jerusalem was the place where they had to bring the tithes. It's also where they worshiped, folks.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And I pointed that out to you to let you know Jerusalem, where it was going down.
Yeah.
But in part two, I will show you, and some of you probably know, that Jerusalem, the temple was destroyed.
Yes, it was.
So I asked this question again to you to answer to yourself.
Ask.
If the temple was torn, how did they tithe?
Wow. Wow.
Now.
Wow.
Right here, we're going to go to 24, 1 through 2. It said, then Jesus went out and departed from the temple. Now note, he was in the temple when he talked to them. In Jerusalem. That same temple was destroyed, folks.
Yes.
And his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Yes.
And I read that to show you that that building was going to be torn down. This is the same one in Nehemiah. Yes, Nehemiah. And you will see it. But this is the last verse, folks. Go to chapter 27.
Matthew. Matthew.
Glory to God.
Matthew 27.
Chapter 27. Mm-hmm. Ooh, finger flipping good.
Yeah.
Glory. We're going to go to 27, 51 through 56. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. Woo! And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection. They went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guiding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee ministering to him were there looking on from afar. Among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph,
yes,
and the mother of Zebedee's son. And I think I got it right. Did I get it right, Deacon?
Uh-uh, man.
Okay. Mm-mm. Glory to God. Mm-mm. And I'm finna close up right here.
I'm ready to go home, man. Come
because on. I want you to understand that they messed up the priests. They all messed up. And God gave them plenty chances. I wanted to point out to you in this lesson, folks, that tithing was not money. It was food. And if you do anything that God did not say do, it is the opposite of what God said, which is a sin.
Yes, it is.
He didn't say give money, folks.
Yes.
It's easy that you can, if you feel like you have to tithe, go feed his people, folks.
Yes.
Go buy food.
Yes.
But it's not money. Yes. Buy the food, take it to the church. Right now, I should be able to, if I needed food, which my kitchen is kind of low right now,
right,
in food. But I know God would bless me,
yes,
since I fed you with the word.
Yes. Thank you.
If I was to go to a church and say my refrigerator is empty, I should be able to receive food, regardless of if I'm a member or not, folks.
Yes.
If I'm not a member of your church, you know, then by you feeding me, God's people, his children, I'll come to your church.
Yes.
And this is the way you need to look at this. If you want to get members in your church, you don't have to advertise on television. You don't have to advertise on radio. You don't have to pass out these multitude of flyers in your communities, folks. All it takes is feeding the poor. Feeding the poor. And I'm going to tell you from Ephesians 4:11 and on, it tells us to equip the saints. Under this fivefold ministry, we are to equip the saints,
yes,
to teach them to be leaders so that way they can become leaders,
yes,
and do the same thing you are doing,
yes,
to feed, yes, the people.
Yes.
Glory. And I'm going to give you this example.
Yes.
If you have 10 members in your congregation, just 10.
Okay, that's it? Goodness.
And they came because you fed them.
Okay.
Right. Equip them with the things that they need to know,
yes,
in God's word. Teach them how to be leaders. Ordain them in the land. Because God had already ordained them. When God speaks to them and say that they have to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Feed them.
Yes.
When God speaks to you both, it's time for that person to go out now and they are to go get their members. Now imagine each 10 went out and got started their own churches.
Yes.
And each one of them had 10 members on. I'll just say 100 on each.
Okay.
You know.
1,000.
Imagine how many people you raised.
Yeah.
You raised that 10. But in reality, it's you, really Christ, but the Christ in you who raised all of them and still raising the new ones under them.
The 1,000 and more.
You got to lead the folks the right way, folks.
Yes.
And I'm saying this to say, like my first sermon,
love thy neighbor.
Teach and love.
Yes.
And it's about unity in the body of Christ.
Yes, it is.
Do not tell your church members that the church building is a place where it makes it mandatory. is only mandatory. It is mandatory that we under a ministry.
Yes.
That's under the fivefold ministry.
To be equipped. Yes.
That equips the saints, folks.
Yes.
Apostles. What were they doing? They were out and they were about. Evangelists. They're out and about. So no one can say that the fivefold ministry is in a building. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow him.
Yes.
Whoever does not take up their cross and follow him,
yes,
they're not worthy of him. And if you was to do the same thing Christ did, you would do exactly what he done. And he raised his members, his disciples, while they were out and about, folks. So this is just something I want to show a lot of you, that you can have a ministry out there and still be equipping your saints. Jesus taught them as he taught. And then he sent them out, you know, to do certain things.
Yes.
So, folks, while you are being equipped, you are still to go out and minister.
Yes.
Don't think your job is just to sit up there and just listen.
Yes.
The word, it tells us all the time, and we always hear the leader say, and I say, blessed is the listeners, the hearers, the doers of his word.
Yes.
Because you listen, it's not for you to hold it. It's not to be told, it's to be told. So your
yes.
job is to go out and about.
Yes, it is.
So, Father in heaven,
we thank you.
We thank you for this word, Lord God. We thank you for the saints, the disciples who are following you right now, Lord God. The ones you have put up under me, Lord God, to hear this word and get this word so they can become leaders, Lord God, and go out. Lord God, I ask that you bless the listeners and the doers of your word. Give them a blessing tenfold, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord God, I ask that you bless them. Lord God, I ask that they spread this gospel. They take this MP3, Lord God, this CD, Lord God, and they forward it to 5 or 10 more people, Lord God, so that they can be equipped, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, I thank you for blessing me with this ministry, Lord God.
Thank you.
Cityside Ministry, the Church of Truth and Spirit, which is part of you, Lord God. It's not in a building, but in the building of the body of your Son, Lord God.
Yes.
So we can all have peace. In the New Jerusalem, in the end, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord God, those that have been misled, Lord God, I ask that you lead them back to you by me preaching your word, Lord God, and others as well, Lord God, other leaders out there. Lord God, touch the hearts of those who didn't understand, Lord God, and give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so they can play the CD back again. Go through your word, Lord God, and understand it.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And Lord God, I ask all this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name.
Jesus.
Amen.